This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk on Devil Radio 92.7. Now, here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci. Educated educators talking education.
Oh, it is Tim without Johnny again tonight. That's all right. We will make it. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. And if you want to talk, callers, you've been calling in the last few weeks. We appreciate it. We love to talk to you. The number's 844-967-2789. Give us a call. Lots on the menu, although we're going to take a pivot for, you know, current events. But first and foremost, Teacher Appreciation Week. Teachers out there, we appreciate you at Busted Pencils. I mean, how often is it that we constantly remind people to not just say nice things about teachers, but to value teachers, lift them up, make them feel wonderful. And you know what? Occasionally bring them something nice during Teacher Appreciation Week. I was looking at some of the best gifts not to bring a teacher. If you're a teacher out there and you have a horrible gift you want to share that you received during Teacher Appreciation Week, 844-967-2789. The worst Teacher Appreciation Week gifts that have ever been received, I would say given, but we don't know about that, but received, let us know what they are, 844-967-2789. The other topic we'll hit again probably a little bit later, student loan forgiveness. And as I said on the promo, for who? Well, that's a good question. For who? We'll look at an article that kind of lays out who the potential people that will be forgiven. I right away have a problem with already the idea that since I have student loans, I might need to be forgiven, as if I did some kind of sin by taking out a student loan. So the whole idea of forgiveness is a problem. How about just making good on the fact that I went to college, took out some money, paid for college, did what I was supposed to do, and I have been paying taxes, contributing, doing all of the things that you do by getting educated, becoming an educated educator who talks education, my student loans, do I need to be forgiven? How about just pat me on the back and say, go on your way, dude, you have contributed. If you have a thought about student loan forgiveness, 844-967-2789. But man, we got to go to the news of the day. And how do you relate this back to education? The potential Supreme Court unending, undoing, unraveling of the Roe v. Wade decision. What's that have to do with public education? How does it fit in? Well, we can talk about it. Because if this is true, and if this is really happening, and the overturning of Roe v. Wade, there are going to be 26 states that are set to ban abortion right away. Huh. Now, we can talk about that if you want, but I want to put the education angle here. Of those 26 states, half of them have no sex education requirement. None whatsoever. No talking about sex, that thing that leads to pregnancy.
Babies.
That thing, right? Well, just there's a potential here that sometimes sex and pregnancy go together. But here it is, out of the 74 million, we're citing them again this week, half of states set to ban abortion have no sex ed requirements. And this is, quote, from the 74 million. Should the Supreme Court strike down Roe v. Wade, 26 states are set to ban abortion, according to a 2021 analysis by the Guttmacher Institute, a nonpartisan reproductive health research group. Exactly half have no mandate that schools teach sex education. Data from the Institute reveals, and only four of the 26 require curricula to cover the topic of contraception. That might have a little bit to do. 23 allow districts to skip over consent entirely. So restricting abortion access in a country that already limits young people's resources for learning about sexual health is, quote, a horrifying picture, said Cassandra Corrado, a sex educator who works with high school and college students in Florida, where an abortion ban now is expected. And here from Cassandra, quote, "We're going to have a lot of people being afraid of their own bodies, and we're going to have a lot of people turning to unreliable sources for information," end quote. Oh, so there we are, situated here. The idea of Roe v. Wade, and, you know, we can have a discussion, not really the topic here. Pro-abortion, is Busted Pencils pro? No, we're pro-education. And so what we're talking about here, this idea of overturning Roe v. Wade, hopefully it even the however you want to say it, if this is about unwanted pregnancies and stopping unwanted pregnancies, mm-hmm. okay, this is where we have to recognize that we have to then do something actually to stop unwanted pregnancies if we wanted people to not, quote, get abortions. And this is just for unwanted pregnancies. All of the other medical issues, those are all real issues that need to be really considered and talked about in depth when we're talking about Roe v. Wade. But here, bringing the education back, the idea, if you don't want to get pregnant, one of the best reduction methods, other than not doing it, because I know anybody out there who wants to argue with me and say, "Tim, all they need to do is just say no, abstinence only. It always works." You're right. You're not going to get an argument from me. Not doing it, not having sex, is a guarantee against getting pregnant. However, if you do have sex and you do have an unwanted pregnancy, then you're in that position. However, what could we do to eliminate, reduce, take away the unwanted pregnancies? There's a lot we can do. Sex education is one of those things. And the fact that we ban sex education in so many states that are about to make Roe v. Wade the law of the land, potentially. I know we have a caller on the line.
We do. Yeah, we got Tom from L.A.
L.A. Tom, my man, L.A. Tom, tell me what's going on out there on the left coast.
Hey, Johnny, first off, we the people are the government.
We got Tim here. Johnny is in absentia.
Tim, I'm sorry. Tim, we the people are the government, and we must never forget that. And that goes with educating our public and having a strong public education. And I am a proud FDR Democrat. And I hope more people look into FDR and see what he did, and also become proud FDR Democrats. First off, this whole issue of a woman's right to choose has become about either termination or not termination. And mm-hmm. the thing is, the whole idea of a woman's right to choose is that she gets to choose, not the government. And most women choose to carry a child to full term. Mm-hmm. So when we sit here and we say pro-life versus, opposite pro-life, pro-death. No. You have to have two nouns. It's either pro a woman's right to choose or pro the government's right to choose. Mm-hmm. That's what the two issues are.
And the privacy issues that are buried in there. You know, that inherently the government denying you a right means that they know you're in need of it.
Mm. Correct. And the thing about it is that this whole pro government's right to choose is really about making women second class citizens, third class citizens. This is going to have a rippling effect amongst LGBTQ people. This is just a slippery slope going right down the drain in terms of people having rights. We're going to be back to women asking their husbands, can I please open a checking account and put it in your name? This is not about termination or non-termination. That's what they want to make it all about.
Well, they make it about that, Tom, and you're right. And, you know, the right to choose, and I like the way you frame that versus the government's right to choose. And if we were realistic and true about having any type of political leanings, then resisting government domination over the free will would seem like that might line up with a certain party that's in support of having the government deny rights, in this case here, the ability of women to make the decision to look after themselves with healthcare in the ways that they need best between them and their doctors. But, you know, I wanted more of the hypocrisy here is that if it's about unwanted pregnancies, if it is, why is it then that some of the most rabid states that are wanting to end unwanted pregnancy abortion are then also the same states that do not teach kids how to avoid getting pregnant when they don't want to? So the idea of comprehensive sex education, if you really wanted to reduce, and I know everybody's like, reduce, no, it's not about that, Tim, we want to end it. Okay, but let's stop getting people pregnant who don't want to be pregnant. What do? You teach them, they learn, and guess what? Every time a comprehensive sex education curriculum takes the stage, unwanted pregnancies go down. How is it possible then that we can have states that forbid or even don't or even just ignore teaching sex education in the moment of in this time? Isn't this hypocritical, Tom?
Well, yeah, and Tim, and the thing about it is, you know, the more that they can dumb down the society, the more that they can pretend it doesn't exist, the more unwanted pregnancies come about, and it's usually people that are not as educated, so therefore they have cannon fodder for their wars when they become 18 years old and they have nowhere to go.
Factory workers and housewives and all of it.
Well, but, you know, this is going to be the same group, too, that, you know, we're not going to give any type of assistance to single mothers once they have the child. So again, whatever we mean by pro-life, we always tend to see, do you mean pro-life throughout their entire life, or do you mean until they're born and then forget about it? It's up to you, little baby, to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. I don't know. I just find it incredibly, I don't know, I'm being nice here, ironic that if we really, really, really are concerned, and Tom, thanks for calling in. Always appreciate that call from the left coast, L.A. Tom, always give me a call. If you want to join us, it's 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We are talking about Roe v. Wade, but we're talking about sex education and the way that's regarded. Student loans, who should qualify for forgiveness. Teacher Appreciation Week, too, a little bit on the light side. Any of you out there, some of the worst Teacher Appreciation Week gifts that you ever received, we would love to hear about them. And the number is 844-967-2789. But I just, you know, again, appreciate the call from Tom and Evan. Yeah. As we come up on this, you know, please join us after the break here. We'll be back when we get back, you know, but student loans, Roe v. Wade, Teacher Appreciation Week. It's all up for grabs. Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk, back after the break.